Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
It's Fan Mail Friday. Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Fan Mail Friday is a day that we set aside every once in a while to examine some of the correspondence that we have received from people who either have seen articles on our website or listened to Viewpoint on Mormonism, or maybe seen some of the YouTubes that we have on the web as well. And of course, they want a right to express their either disagreement, frustration, or outright dislike for what we're doing, or even a dislike for us. And today we're going to look at one. It was sent in by a man named Jeff. And Jeff is not too happy with us, Eric.
He says, "Mr. McKeever, I read your article regarding Joseph Smith's final moments at Carthage Jail. I've been there myself, and you're right that the Mormons speculate a lot about that episode. You're also right that Smith proved to be just as mortal as any other man. He certainly had character flaws and personal weaknesses, as do we all. After reading your article, I took a few minutes to peruse some of your website. It's an impressive work you've put together. You and others have devoted your lives to this work."
But then he goes on. That sounds like he's actually complimenting us to this point. Go ahead.
He says, "Unfortunately, you clumsily disguise it as a ministry. In the end, you've devoted yourself to running down another group of people. You're no better than the folks that murdered Joseph Smith. Where I'm from, Atlanta, Georgia, most educated folks would have no issues classifying your quote-unquote organization as a hate group."
Oh, boy. I tell you, these almost, well, I've said it before, this type of accusation tends to bore me. Now, if you're going to send us an email similar to the one that Jeff sent, and Jeff, if you're by chance listening, let me just say that when I see people pull the hate card, you lose me. You just lose me. Because if you're going to make that kind of an accusation, at least be kind enough to provide some sort of evidence to support that type of an accusation. Now, when he says, "You're no better than the folks that murdered Joseph Smith," let me ask you, Eric, he's bragging that he's educated. Does that sound like an educated statement that what we do in our articles by merely disagreeing with the claims of Mormonism or examining the history of Mormonism and listing our differences and why we disagree, is it really, folks, educated? Is it educated to make the comparison that that is no better than the folks that murdered Joseph Smith? I'm completely lost on this.
Well, you take it a whole different step there. I mean, to say that our organization is a hate group because we do disagree, you're making a good point, because show us where we have said that we want to murder Latter-day Saints. Show us where we have said mean-spirited things. Our main point in the website that we put together and the radio shows we do here is we're trying to say we disagree with Mormonism. He says he disagrees with us. Well, then he must hate us as well, because he's disagreeing with us. If you disagree with somebody and it should be considered hatred, then I guess we just can't go on living, because there's always going to be differences.
I guess what just wearies me is because when you listen to the news and you listen to these pundits and you read some of these websites out there who have beefs with people who disagree with them, to throw out the hate card or "you're a bigot," I don't feel like I'm dealing with rational people that do that. And sadly, so many do that now, rather than engage in an intellectual discussion of our differences. It's so much easier for the intellectually lazy. And I will say that when Jeff does this, he's being intellectually lazy, to throw out that accusation because, oh, Well, I guess now you put me in my place. Now I can't say anything. You've really outed me. I'm really a hater.
On the front page of our newspaper that we hand out at Temple Open Houses, we have an article on the front page, and it says something to the effect, do missionaries hate the people they go visit? Because think about it, if you're a missionary, and I asked a former missionary at a recent outreach that I was doing, why did you go to this certain state and go do missionary work? And he kind of looked at me, and I said, did you go because you hated them? And he agreed that he did not hate them, but rather he did it because he loved them. And I said, can you see why I'm doing what I'm doing? And he got it. He understood. And I think a lot of the former missionaries understand maybe they don't agree with our perspective, and we don't expect them to agree with right. the viewpoints that we have. But at the same time, we do care about them just as much as the missionaries are not going to houses because they hate people, but rather because they want them to become exalted someday as Latter-day Saints.
I think you make a good point. And we have noticed from experience that when we do talk to members of the LDS Church, and they are former missionaries, they do seem to be much more understanding as to why we are doing what we are doing. They know because they've been out there. Mm-hmm. They've been trying to share what they believe to be true, and we understand that. That's what the Mormon missionaries are wanting to do. I understand that completely. If you really think you have a faith that's worth believing, I would also assume you have a faith that you think is worth sharing.
Absolutely.
Now, they could be wrong. We could be wrong. Everybody could be wrong. But because we have a certain set of truth claims that we want to defend, and we disagree with another person's truth claim, does not automatically assume, as Jeff is assuming here, that we are some kind of haters or we are part of a hate group. Unfortunately, it's the powerful that like to use that type of means to silence any and all disagreement.
Right.
Like the Southern Poverty Organization, they deem just about everybody who disagrees with their liberal policies as a hate group. They're a joke. They really are a joke, but unfortunately, too many people take them seriously, even though they don't really, in many cases, have good arguments. They just don't like the people who they disagree with, and so they put this label on them, unfortunately. Do some qualify, perhaps, as a real hate group that really do want to cause physical, bodily harm to some people? Perhaps. But I would venture to say when you look at their list, most of them don't. They just disagree.
And if you look at the Bible, I mean, in Isaiah 1, God tells Isaiah, come, let us reason together. And you see when Paul is going to the synagogues and he's going to the Areopagus and the other places that you read about in the book of Acts, he's there to have a dialogue. Let's discuss this. If what we're saying is wrong, please show us the errors that we have. And that's what we're going to try to do with you. Let the best philosophy win. And whichever God is true, let him be known.
Let me just one more time look at what Jeff has to say here at the end. When he says you're no better than folks that murdered Joseph Smith, of course, that's absurd. I mean, that's just absurd. Am I really supposed to take a comment like that seriously when we have multiple times condemned the actions of those who persecuted the Mormons during the 1830s and 40s? We've gone on record more than once, and I think anybody who's listened to us with a real open mind know that we would never support that. But when he says, where I'm from, Atlanta, Georgia, most educated folks would have no issues classifying your organization as a hate group. You and I have talked about this for many years, and we know, we are anticipating, not really looking forward to it, but we do anticipate that there is going to be a day when Christians taking a stand for what they believe are going to be classified by the general public as a hate group. Christian, it's coming. It's unfortunate, however, when you have members of the Mormon Church playing into that. Because when are they going to turn it around and come after the Mormons for some of the statements that they have made about other people? See, this sword can cut two ways. It could very well be coming. Christian positions are being deemed hate speech. Let me give you a case in point. not to distract and go on to another topic. Most people know that as Christians, we have a disagreement with homosexual behavior. However, listen, in 2008, when President Obama was running for the office of presidency, he was asked specifically what constituted a marriage, and he said a man and a woman. That's what he said. Did you hear anybody at that time scream that Barack Hussein Obama was a bigot and a hater?
Nope.
No, I heard nobody say that. Nobody was saying that. But then when he all of a sudden has an epiphany that same-sex marriage is okay and should be the law of the land, now if you disagree with that position and you hold to a traditional view of marriage, which, folks, has been traditional for most of what we understand to be civilization, now all of a sudden you're a hater and a bigot. I would hope Christians would be very cautious before they label anybody a hater or a bigot. It's not that there aren't people out there that are like that. There certainly are. And there's going to be mockery, and they're going to be making fun at what we believe as Christians. And that's to be expected. Jesus said it was going to happen. The Bill Maher's of our society are going to merely multiply as they feel emboldened by the culture to stand against what we believe to be true. Now, we can whine and cry like Jeff and accuse everybody of names, but I think we would be much better served to the people who disagree, much better serving to the people that disagree, if we were to merely offer some rebuttals to what they're saying. Unfortunately, most of the arguments they raise are not arguments at all. It's mere ad hominem. When someone calls you a hater because you disagree with them, that's ad hominem.
Right.
It's not worth dealing with people like that for any amount of time.
He says, I took a few minutes to peruse some of your website. Maybe he ought to look a little closer than what he's perused.
I think he probably should. And if he looked very carefully, he would see that we really don't fall within that category that he's trying to accuse us of.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, known as the Mormon Church, is a huge topic of interest among many Bible-believing Christians who want to reach their LDS loved ones or friends with the biblical message of hope and grace. If you're a Christian who wants to be better informed about the beliefs of the Mormon people, Mormonism Research Ministry wants to be a resource for you. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to clearly articulate Mormon doctrine and history in order to better understand the issues that separate Mormonism from the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have links to an active blog site, as well as dozens of articles and videos that will help educate you on this fascinating topic. Should your church need a live presentation, we can do that too. Contact MRM to schedule one of our PowerPoint presentations at MRM.org or call our office at 801-572-2153. That's 801-572-2153. Let MRM help you become a confident ambassador for Christ.